This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. Last year, our Magic 8 Ball had this exciting conclusion to the festivities kicking off 2020. Hans asks, will the 8 Ball in 2019 be right more often than it's wrong?
So you're making
meta
like a circular
loop. Yes, this is.
And with that, Len's Walmart purchased Magic 8 Ball defends its honor by telling the world that no, it will not get as many right as it gets wrong. And that kicked off what we thought was going to be a very hilarious 2020. Now, we knew that, but later in that show, we asked that same Walmart purchased Magic 8 Ball if many various financial and non-financial events would happen in 2020. Could the Magic 8 Ball have possibly known what's going to happen in 2020? We're about to find out. It's our Magic 8 Ball episode kicking off 2021. Happy New Year, everybody.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Whoa. Hey, everybody. Since we're all on a Zoom chat together celebrating 2021, let's get the show out early today. Here to find out just what 2021 may or may not have up its sleeve, welcome to our Magic 8 Ball episode. Here to help Joe and OG, we welcome the woman behind the Afford Anything podcast, Paula Pant, and the man who's dooming and glooming all the way into a new year. From LenPenzo.com, it's the Dark Lord himself, Len Penzo. Plus, are you ready to join a group who's serious about achieving their money goals in 2021? Today, we'll share some show-and-tell time with the headmaster of the Stacking Benjamins Money Club, Aaron Velke. And now, a guy who can't even predict what he's having for lunch, it's Joe Salsiha.
Yeah, and apparently the party continues at 12:01 a.m. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the new year. Let me be the first one to welcome you and me into the new year. I'm Joe Salcy. Hi, Average Joe Money on Twitter. And across the card table from me with confetti all over his face, it's Mr. OG.
No perks. We just go all in, even at 12 a.m. on January 1st. Happy New Year.
And it's amazing that you stayed sober, too, just so we could do the podcast.
I'm definitely not sober, at least, actually.
That's what a heck of a way to begin a year of podcasting.
Cheers.
Absolutely. I've got my Spindrift ready to go. And the person who also has the grapefruit-flavored aqua, partying like it's 2021, it's Paula Pant from Afford Anything.
Yeah, I'm drinking grapefruit-flavored sparkling water, except mine's a different brand. It's I don't know how you make these French pronunciations.
La Croix.
C-R-O-I-X.
It's LaCroix.
LaCroix?
Yes.
Clearly, my New Year's resolution is not to learn French.
Oh, boy.
They even call it pamplemousse instead of grapefruit on the theory that it's more upscale.
Yeah, they can charge more that way, Paula.
Exactly.
Yes, and the guy who's charging us by the minute for his time here, calling in from deep under Los Angeles, he hasn't yet had New Year's. It's Mr. Len Penzo. You're still 2 hours away, Len.
I am 2 hours away, but I'm getting excited just the same. It's tell me, how is 2021, guys? Is it great?
Well,
amazing.
Let me tell you how great it is. Just before New Year's, we had this group come into the basement and played this song. Check this out. This is saying goodbye to the year 2020.
Let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
They were very happy here in the basement. You can hear it is an incredible year.
I can't imagine why.
Yes. I'm not sure 2021 is going to be any better, but it can't be worse. Listen to them. It is just about done. It's done for us, almost done for you, Len.
It can't get here soon enough.
I was going to say, what is the song referring to?
I had no idea. No clue. There's some metaphor there. I don't know what it is. We got OG here. We got Paula here. We've got Len here. And Len, you got the magic eight ball ready?
Let's find out.
I would not count on it.
For those of you new to the way we kick off the new year here at the Stacking Benjamins show and in Mom's basement, we kick it off with the Magic 8 Ball, which the first several years we did this thing, guys, was remarkably accurate. And then the 8 Ball went on a bender and had like 3 years of absolute horror. And at the open to the show, you heard what happened last year. The Magic 8 Ball defended its honor, broke even in the middle of the year. Now, to make sure that we don't have that happen again, this year we only have 11 questions. So there's no way we're going to have a tie this year. Or will we? We don't know. But kicking off last year, let's see how the Magic 8 Ball did. And we'll comment on the events of 2020. This is Paula asking the first question last year. Paula, you want to the honors and kick off the new decade?
Absolutely. So the first question to the Magic 8 Ball in the new decade, will Prince Harry and Meghan Markle open on the topic of charity, since Len, you're so generously donating to the Plutus Foundation, will they open a U.S. branch of their charity, Sussex Royal? And I think the way to really, because I'm not sure that they would actually, because it's a British charity, actually form papers in the U.S. So let's phrase this as, will they host a major fundraising event in the U.S. for their charity?
Well, Paula, great question to kick things off. But but then this little thing happened called COVID.
Exactly. It took a turn. Well, not just that, but Meghan and Harry left the royal family. So they left They gave up the ability to use the brand name Sussex Royal. And so now their charity is called Archwell. It is based in the U.S. because they themselves are now based in the U.S. They live just outside of L.A. They have gone to private events where they've raised about $1 million at least at a private event just for making an appearance. So we know that much at least, but it's kind of a convoluted yes.
Using their powers for good. I actually think it was a no then, right? They didn't really host a major fundraiser. They didn't host a major fundraiser.
That's true. They didn't. It's funny. Actually, my original phrasing would have been a yes, but my amended phrasing was a no. So the original phrasing of did they open a branch here in the U.S. would be a yes because they moved to the U.S. and therefore based their charity out of here and fundraised for it here through private events. But then my rephrasing of hosting a major fundraiser actually turned it into a no. This might be how the Magic 8 Ball actually breaks even. Something that's kind of both a yes and a no.
We'll just ask it questions. It could be maybe. And no matter what it says, we're going to get it. Now, by the way, and to turn this into something that we can all appreciate, though, Paula, 2020, though, really was, for as bad a year as it was a year when you saw a lot of people being giving, a lot of people having trouble, but then a lot of people reaching out to help, man. I mean, in that way, 2020 kind of was a, I don't know, there was a lot of glass half full going on.
Yeah, absolutely. There's, you know, for all of the stories about long lines at the food banks, you know, there were also stories about people emptying out their pantries to give to their neighbors. I mean, there was a lot of generosity this year.
Well, let's see if the Magic 8-Ball is going to be generous to us. How about that transition to kick off 2021?
Hold on. Before you do that, let's just also say that, again, this year, for every correct answer, $100 to the Plutus Foundation.
Oh, man. Wow. Nice job, Mr. Penzo. Nice work. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
And
I don't want to put any pressure on us, Joe, but are we matching that?
I think we should match that. Absolutely. Okay. How about that? Yeah. So for people that don't know much about the Plutus Foundation, go to PlutusFoundation.org. And also to let people know, I'm on the Plutus Foundation board. I love the work that they do. So fantastic stuff. PlutusFoundation.org. But let's see if the Magic 8-Ball is going to get this one
so
right.
So what's the correct answer here? Is it yes or no?
The correct answer is no.
Will they host a fundraiser for the charity?
In the U.S.
In the U.S.
Everything points to no.
Oh.
Hey.
I can't believe the 8-Ball started off 2021. Maybe it's got a new outlook, Len.
I'm feeling good because, you know, what the past few years, it got in the hole early and we had to claw our way back just to be somewhat respectable. So good. We're up to a great start.
Well, OG was up next and let's see what OG asked the Magic 8-Ball.
All right. I'll do a real boring market related one because Debbie Downer over there is going to always talk about, is the dog going to be below 10,000 next year? No, it won't be. We had a good year. So is the good going to continue? So closing value this year, is it going to be higher next year?
So we're going to have to record this before the end of the year. So you want to go like December 15th by December 15th? Deal.
Sure.
All right. Len, will the Dow Jones be higher December 15th than it is here at the beginning of the year?
Well, we know the answer to that one, OG.
Yep.
A lot of people lost their job. The Dow Jones Industrial Average hit it out of the park.
Should say that with more excitement.
I know. Well, the economy was crappy for a lot of people. The stock market rocked.
And who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? This is so comical to go back and listen to this stuff. Like just hear the glee in my voice. Like, oh, the market had a great year in 2019. What could go wrong in 2020? It's going to be a great year. It's the beginning of a new decade. Nothing ever goes wrong then.
So the Magic 8-Ball needs to answer yes. Let's see what it said.
Well, let's find out.
There is no doubt.
All right. That is amazing.
No doubt.
What the hell's going on, guys?
Where were you March 23rd? If you would have just listened to the Magic 8-Ball, you'd have twice your money by now.
Yes. Yeah, and I could tell, I'm sure there were a bunch of stackers out there while people around them were panicking. They're like, no, guys, the Magic 8-Ball said you're good. And then everybody'd ask about the Magic 8-Ball's tracker. And they're going to be like, oh, it sucked the past couple of years before that. But who cares? It can't be wrong every year.
Regression to the mean.
We are kicking butt. I am so stoked right now. I'm so proud of this little guy. I mean, he's had a rough few years, and so we're off to a great start.
Yeah, he's taken some bad mouthing, which isn't cool, Len. is not cool. Well, Len, OG said you were going to ask a question that was going to be doom and gloom. Let's see if you did.
Okay, well, as a co-champion of this year's trivia contest with Paula, I thought I would rub this into OG a little bit and ask this question. Since we did have a question on the hot dog eating content, remember the hot dog? The one of the trivia questions was, you know, how many hot dogs was the hot dog eating champion this year? And I think the answer was 71.
Yeah.
But that's not the record. The record is 74 by Joey 74. Chestnut.
Right.
Yes.
In that's
2018,
right.
2018. My question is, in 2020, will the hot dog eating record of 74 be broken in 2020.
Because it didn't happen this year, to your point.
That's correct. Yeah. It did not.
All right.
So let's see.
Hey, so what's interesting, before we get to the answer to that question, I had forgotten that you tied Paula for the championship the year before. You maintained the belt this year. We gotta create like a, we gotta have a trophy that people can proudly remember when Stacey Johnson was on and he had the Emmys. Now, when you guys are appearing on other podcasts or videos, you could have your Stocking Benjamin's trivia champion trophy in front behind you. We should probably OG come up with one of those.
Or maybe a dunce cap.
Are you saying the trivia might be random, Paula? Is that what you're trying to imply?
No, I'm just saying it's just a play on the Santa hat. You know, instead of a Santa hat, you could just wear a dunce cap.
You could just.
And everyone would know you were a trivia champion.
Some kind of champion anyway. Well, to find out if Joey Chestnut broke what I think is probably the most disgusting competition in sports record. let's go to the 2020 Nathan's hot dog eating contest. This is the last 30 seconds of Joey Chestnut going for the record.
The Joeyest of all time at 72. Breeden holding tight there for a second spot.
I'll count it down. 20 now, 20 seconds.
He's at 72.
Countdown, which the competitors actually couldn't hear in the women's contest at the end.
He's at 73.
George's gonna give Joey the leg up here.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
He's at 74.
4, 3, 2, 1. Put down your hot dogs on 75.
Some things change, some remain the same.
75 hot dogs and buns. A world record. 75
hot dogs and buns, a world record. Pretty amazing. And by the way, this is one of the times I know I've had people say, you know, when we play movie clips, they're like, man, I wish I could see the video there. You don't want to see that video because that whole last 30 seconds, Joey Chestnut looks like he's trying not to hurl the entire time. 75. So Lennon got broken. What's the most hot dogs you've eaten in a day?
Probably 63, I think.
Give or take 61.
Give or take.
The hot dog eating contest seems gross in a lot of years, but in a year like 2020, does a hot dog eating contest seem a little excessive? Yeah, I know I got people dying of COVID, but check this out. I can shove down food faster than anybody else. I don't know. Let's see if the Magic 8-Ball got this one right. So the answer is yes, right? The answer is yes. The record was broken by Joey Chestnut. Here we go.
Yes.
What is going on?
We are on a roll.
I don't know who the hell this Magic 8-Ball is. That's so wild. So at the end of 3 of 11, Magic 8-Ball's batting 1,000, which is incredible. Paula, we're going back to you for the second round. And of course, in round 2, you had to follow it up with a second question about the Royals. Let's listen in.
Okay, I am going to ask about Harry and Meghan and having a baby. Because like, you know, if they're going to have a second kid, I think 2020 would be the year that they would at least announce the pregnancy. So will Harry and Meghan, by the end of the year 2020, announce another pregnancy?
That question, Paula, ended up being having far bigger implications or far more going on. Let's listen. This is news just a couple weeks ago in late November from Reuters.
Meghan, Britain's Duchess of Sussex, has revealed that she had a miscarriage in an opinion piece published by the New York Times on Wednesday. The wife of Prince Harry wrote about the experience in detail, saying it took place one July morning when she was caring for son Archie.
Mm.
So most of the year, Paula, we thought nothing was happening. And
yeah, I read that piece when it came out in the New York Times. Very beautifully written, very sad. But with regard to the Magic 8-Ball, I don't know how to answer that. I mean, they did announce a pregnancy.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, they did announce a pregnancy.
Yeah. The answer is definitely yes. So let's see if the Magic 8 Ball got this one right.
It is a certainty.
Whoa!
He said that with
And obviously we thought that was going to be an exciting moment, but definitely not an exciting moment.
It was a very 2020 moment.
It was a very, very 2020 moment. And I'm having a very Twilight Zone moment because the freaking 8 ball is 4 for 4.
Just like old times, Joe. This is like back in the early days when it was really in its prime and it was coming up 70-75% accuracy rates.
So, I think that the 8 ball's been working out, Len. You've been putting it through workouts.
This is really, it's exciting.
Let's see if we can continue as we go to OG.
Thinking a little bit about movies lately, I'm really looking forward to the new Top Gun movie. And it's going to be the summer blockbuster, right? I'm not saying it's going to be good. I'm just saying like about 70 billion people are going to watch it. Will it be the top grossing movie of 2020?
Now, what's interesting is you said summer blockbuster. Turns out instead we got the summer ball buster, OG.
Yeah, it really wasn't a fantastic summer, was it?
No.
Replete with masks and COVID cases and all sorts of stuff like that. And worst of than all of that was no Top Gun.
Right. That was the thing that killed it. By the way, here's the trailer for Top Gun.
Your instructor is one of the finest pilots this program has ever produced. His exploits are legendary. What he has to teach you may very well mean the difference between life and death.
I think we were taught a lot of things by 2020, but what happened with Maverick wasn't one of them, OG. Wait, do you have any idea when this is actually coming out?
This year sometime, 2021.
2021 it is then. So the answer, of course, is it was not the top grossing movie in 2020. In fact, I have no idea what would the top grossing movie of 2020 even be? It'd have to be something from January, right? January or February?
Yep.
It would have to be.
It could have been something that opened up in December of last year.
Do you want to know the top four, Joe?
Yeah,
I use this fancy tool I've got on my computer. You've never heard of it, trust me. But it can like search all sorts of stuff immediately.
It's amazing.
Called Ask Jeeves?
Yes. Yeah, it's a version of that.
It's called Lycos. It's called Lycos.
You're going to laugh. Top four movies. First one came out in 2020.
No, go with number four. Go the other way. Start with number four.
Okay. All right.
Your first day in showbiz here? Come on, man.
You gonna guess anything?
No, Paula probably knows them all.
I'm gonna guess that somehow Borat ended up being a top grossing movie just with people like buying the movie online, buying it streaming.
No, this is box office, so I don't know if that counts or not. I feel like this is just box office movies. So yeah, you're gonna be limited to just the stuff that came out prior to COVID.
Got it.
Yep. Here you go, Joe. Number four, Jumanji Next Level.
I saw that.
Okay. This one, I'm pretty certain you didn't see. The number three movie, Sonic the Hedgehog.
I did not see that.
Number two, I don't even know this movie, but it's, you know, by the date, it sounds great. The movie was 1917.
Oh, yeah. That's the
great movie.
That's the World War
great movie. Yeah, the World War One movie.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Oh, fantastic movie.
Spectacular. Yeah. Especially that opening. It was like a continuous scene. That first, 45 minutes of that movie was one continuous non-cut scene. It was amazing.
It doesn't let you up for breath, man. The movies. Yeah. Paula, Paula, you saw that?
No, I just know that Benedict Cumberbatch is in it.
Of course.
So I've been meaning to see it for that reason, but no, I haven't seen it.
Paul is like, no, but I've dreamt about it.
Yeah, exactly.
At number one?
Number one, the Star movie Wars. We all wish that we had an opportunity to see more than once, Bad Boys for Life.
I did see it.
I didn't see that either.
Martin Lawrence.
1917 and Bad Boys for Life. I'm going to have to go out and see.
Wouldn't it be funny if Will Smith for Bad Boys for Life, like, put in his contract, hey, if this is the number one grossing movie, I get an extra $5 million. And the executives, like Warner Brothers or whoever, just put it in there. There's no way that'll happen.
It's fine. Just put it in.
It's just, there's no way in hell. Okay. So the answer here is going to be, will Top Gun be the top grossing movie? Of course, the answer is no. Let's see if the eight ball is going to continue its undefeated streak.
It cannot be determined at this time.
Oh, yes, it can, 8-Ball.
Try again.
Yes, it can.
That is a likely outcome.
It was only a likely outcome. So
it probably would have been right. But just back to the movie thing for just a second, I kind of clicked this open here real quick. So the last 3, 4, 5 years in a row, the number one movie has grossed about $11 billion. I don't know. That's just total, ish. I guess.
Yeah. You can't live on it, but.
Yeah.
That sounds like future trivia.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing, Paul.
Yeah. And put that in the bank account. $11 billion.
Yeah, Paul is writing that down.
Total gross for Bad Boys for Life, $2
billion. Wow.
So talk about the movie industry being
decimated. So $1.7 billion less than Steven Spielberg's net worth.
I called Steven and he said he is not interested in lowballing his net worth anymore. I'm sure he's a real number, which was closer to seven.
This argument's so 2020. It is 14. So 2020. All right, we move on. So the 8-Ball finally gets one wrong. 8-Ball has 4 right, 1 against it.
Joe, let's just, like you said, I really think the 8-Ball got cheated here, because I think Top Gun by far would have been the top grossing movie.
I think it definitely had a shot. I mean, opening last summer, but fantastic. Paula would have seen it like 4 times.
We'll brush this off.
Yeah. We're going to go to me. I actually get involved in this game, and I actually gave some of our friends who hang out with us on Facebook and our Facebook group a chance at the 8-Ball. Let's listen. April asks a question. She says, by the end of 2020, will Amazon drones be delivering beer to my doorstep? Amazon,
literally?
Amazon drones by 2020.
The producer going to have to ask that question.
Going to have to go ask April. Hey, April, did that happen? I think we should phrase that as, is the capability going to exist? Let's widen that out. Will drones be making widespread deliveries by December 15th of next year? I think we totally should have asked, is April going to get a 6-pack of Schlitz delivered by drone? And by the way, think about that. With all the money Amazon already makes hand over fist, in a year like 2020, if drones could bring crap to bring Taco Bell to your front door, how wild a year would that have been? Drone, bring me my food. Sadly, Len, it didn't happen.
No, but you know what? April, that was a fantastic question. And come back and ask that one again soon.
So the answer is no. And let's hear what the 8-Ball actually said.
Yes, without question.
Bam.
Wow.
It was pretty certain. It disagrees with us. That's a little scary. Well, not a little scary. It would have been a little awesome if that had actually happened, but sadly it did not. But Len is certain that it's on the way. Speaking of something else.
But think about all the stuff that did get delivered to your house this year. Who would have thought that at the beginning of the year, you'd be like, oh yeah, I'm totally going to have all my groceries delivered.
Right.
And toilet paper.
I remember thinking at the start of the year, I'm like, I don't think I'll ever get groceries delivered. And I
think I'll ever have enough toilet paper.
You probably have like a year's supply at the OG residence. Imagine Len's toilet paper. Len probably has 3 rooms.
You know what's funny is I already had enough. I never, I probably could have sold some and made a killing.
He's like, that's the insulation in the bunker.
Who says selling toilet paper on eBay back in March for $99 a roll? It's Mr. Penzo. All right. Let's move on. Speaking of Mr. Penzo, this one's pretty interesting.
Have you seen how they're showing all the new UFOs? I mean, they're coming out. They're showing these more and more UFOs. The military's coming out saying,
yes,
look at the UFOs. And I think they're inching towards disclosure. I really do. There's going to come a time very soon where they're just going to come out and say, you know what? There's been aliens. We've known about them for 50 years. I think the time is coming. But I want to get verification from the eight ball.
Either that.
Will disclosure occur in 2020?
Well, either that. Before you get to that, Len, either that or they're just going to be, it was Earl messing around with that light switch the whole time. There's never been anything. We couldn't get this guy to quit doing it. No. All right. Will we have disclosure that there really are aliens among us this year?
So how about a controversial one? We actually had.
You can say they've kind of hinted at it.
Well, here's the deal. Going to look this up, there have been some leaked memos in every major publication between top ranking officials in the Navy talking about these alien sightings that pilots have had. Not Earl, who I was talking about before, you know, comes out and stands in front of a camera and tells everybody about how he saw aliens and they were chasing him down the road. These are Navy pilots seeing these weird things happening. So,
and they've testified to them being extra. They've said extraterrestrial. They've said it. They said this is not something of this planet.
And the way that the generals are talking between each other, the way they're talking to each other, leads me to believe that we got to say the answer here's yes.
Answer, I agree.
Here's got to be yes. Paula, you seem very concerned about this one.
The thing is, if there is extraterrestrial life, the probability that it would exist in our galaxy, given how large the universe is, seems rather slim.
But what if they're way ahead of us technologically? What if OG really is an extraterrestrial posing as the lovable co-host of a finance-related podcast?
And, okay, if maybe, but the probability that that's true, and also we possess the capacity to perceive them with our bare senses, our bare five senses. I mean, there are sounds that cats and dogs can hear that we can't, right? Like we can
allegedly,
perceive.
Allegedly.
We can only perceive a very limited range of sights, sounds, smells, tastes. So the probability that they could travel to our particular part of the solar system in our particular part of the galaxy, and that we would be able to perceive them with only our bare senses, that just seems highly, highly unlikely.
Have you heard, by the way, speaking of noises that only cats and dogs can hear, have you ever heard about the comedian Brian Regan, Paula, talking about interpreting what the whales are saying?
No.
No? Let's listen into that.
I saw this documentary recently on whales. This guy has dedicated his life to telling you what the whales are saying. Wow. I don't know how you'd argue with him when he turns in his report. And he just throws it down there. Well, here's what the whales are saying. Okay, thanks, Charlie. He's looking back. Here's what the whales are saying. Yeah, Charlie figured it out. They show how he does it. He's out on a ship. He's got a pencil, and he deciphers the whale noises as he hears them. You know, he'll hear like... You know, he's like, oh, okay. Oh, he's lonely. No, you're lonely.
I love Brian Regan. I got to say, after George Carlin, I think he's the greatest comedian around. I've seen that guy three times in concert. I just love him.
So when you talked about hearing what dogs and cats, I thought immediately about the whales. There might be people who can hear, Paula, what the aliens are saying. Who might be the alien whispers? Who knows? No?
Unlikely.
So, but back to the original question. So, Paula, if two generals are talking back and forth about these extraterrestrials that Navy pilots have said, Doesn't the answer to this have to be yes?
What was it? How did Len phrase the question?
Oh, boy.
Will there be disclosure?
I would argue that the answer is no, because there isn't any official government disclosure.
Oh, gee.
Wait a minute. The release is official.
I was going to say there was a scientist in Israel who came out a couple weeks ago and said that the president almost gave up their secrets, you know, because apparently he's a blabbermouth and they're really worried about President Trump not being able to kind of keep the lid on the aliens.
He's
a professor.
How do you say alien and pig Latin?
Talk publicly about it.
How do you say alien and pig Latin?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. How do you do the pig Latin thing?
Lien ale?
Ixnay on the Elon.
Lien ale.
Ixnay on the Elon. Rump tray. So is the answer yes or no? So we got to vote for no from Paula. We got to vote. OG, what's your vote? Yes or no? Disclosure?
Absolutely.
Yes. Len says yes. I say yes. Paula's outvoted. We say aliens right. exist, Paula. Here's the, just how we roll. It's science. I mean, come on. Here we go.
Yes, I am sure.
Oh, wow.
Well, see, even the Magic 8-Ball is sure. So it's the Magic 8-Ball and the three of us against Paula. So the truth is out there, Paula. The truth is out there.
Called the Fermi Paradox.
We go to the third round, speaking of Paula, and she is going to stay with, I don't know what it was about the Royals this year, but let's see. Paula.
All right.
Last one. Well, make it good.
As we know, every year, it's a time-honored tradition that I always ask about the British royal family, and I always ask about South America. So this year, to kick off the new decade, I'm going to combine the two.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to ask if Charles and Camilla or William and Kate or Harry and Meghan, if any of those couples will do an official tour in South America. Will any of them visit South America in the year 2020?
That could be a big yes. That could be an easy yes, couldn't it?
Not necessarily.
Do the British still own the Falklands?
Yes. Oh, I don't know.
Yes, they do.
Is that considered South America?
Yes.
Can they go visit the Falklands?
I suppose so. Yes.
So Easter Island is also the South, considered South America?
Yes, Easter Island is South America, is considered South America.
So if they go to Easter Island, that would count too.
Is Easter Island owned by the British?
I would love to see pictures of them on Easter Island with the big statues.
Yes.
Great photo op.
No,
riding one of those turtles.
Those are the hard-hitting things we talk about here a year ago. Thank goodness we talk about much harder-hitting stuff this year. We changed that. So, Paula, it's funny. You said, we said, well, of course they will. And you said, well, can't be so certain about that.
I know. Foreshadowing.
I know.
Turns out no one can fly anywhere and Americans can't even go to the UK.
You had no idea. So the question, will any of the royal family tour South America? We looked all over the place and the answer was no.
Nope.
No. So let's see if the 8-Ball got it right.
Highly doubtful.
Uh-oh. How about that? What is going on? So the Magic 8-Ball now has only missed on two. So the score... Magic 8-Ball has six right and two wrong. What the hell's going on? There's only three questions left. The Magic 8-Ball is going to have a great year.
So is the Plutus Foundation.
It really is. Oh, gee, how are we going to pay for that?
That's really funny that you should ask. The Magic 8-Ball show is brought to you by Diet Coke. Refreshing. You can get it anywhere. Cokes are sold. Get yourself a Diet Coke.
Led's like, this shake of the Magic 8-Ball comes from Shake and Bake.
No, it's Len's retirement just got delayed another year.
just when Len thought that the magic eight ball, he's like, honeybee, it's going to be $100 at the most. We're good. And then it goes away. All right. We just have a couple more here. OG, turn one over to one of our friends hanging out with us on Facebook, Tim. And let's see what Tim asks.
Here's one from Tim to ask about one of our panelists here today. So the question is, will Paula interview either Warren Buffett or Bill Gates? And will, in fact, either of those two people say to Paula that they can, in fact, afford anything?
I hope so.
Paula, what a great question. So here's a question. Did either Bill Gates or Warren Buffett reach out to you?
No, neither. Unfortunately, neither one reached out to me to appear on the Afford Anything podcast.
Did you reach out to them? You know, just say, hey, Warren.
In fairness, I did not.
You did not.
Didn't even talk to Charlie Munger. No one.
Are you tanking our competition? Is that what you're doing? You're like, I can't do it this year. No, the
I figured Bill was probably busy, you know, developing a vaccine.
I thought he was busy developing chips. Vaccine.
Vaccine was Pfizer. The microchips was Bill Gates.
Yes.
Turns out Dolly Parton was busy developing a vaccine.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Dolly Parton did the vaccine. Bill Gates did the chips.
It's a 1-2 punch. Yes. Because we all need the chip to go along with the phone we carry around that tracks every damn thing we do. Right. The answer to that one is obviously then no, but thanks for the question, Tim. And here's what the Magic 8 Ball said.
The answer is yes.
Ooh.
Well, see, the Magic 8 Ball had a lot of confidence in you, Paula. And
I know. And I blew it.
Totally blew it. Could have been an even better year than it already was on the Afford Anything show. We go to me. Let's see what I have for the eight ball here. So the international index, the last 2 years in a row, has been beaten by the S&P 500. So let me ask it this way. Will the international index, will the Schwab International Index, we'll say ticker symbol SWISX, will that beat the S&P 500 in 2020? Up until, let's go, December 15th.
We'll see.
I should probably turn that off before we find out the answer. The question, will the international index beat the S&P 500? Around December 15th, the S&P 500 was up about 13.8 and the international index up about 5% for the year. So the answer here would be no. And did the Magic 8 Ball get that one right?
The signs say no.
How about that?
Is that 8 out of 10?
It is crazy. 8 out of 10. I don't know what happened with the Magic 8 Ball this year. All right. We have one big question left. And, obviously, we're not going to need the tiebreaker, which is good. It came down to a tiebreaker last year. This year, a runaway. But we saved maybe the most controversial question for last. Not only was 2020 known for COVID, but it was also known for, believe it or not, we had an election back in November. And let's see what we asked it about the election.
Maybe you need to ask the question as our last question going into the political year. What do you think?
Let's do it. Sure. Can I do a repeat? Get the correct president? All right. So
It's like 538 or whatever, isn't that website, that New York Times website that like does all the exact projections and all this stuff? This is just like that.
This is exactly like that. Yes.
Probably the odds of that being accurate are probably just as good. So let's find out.
All right. So how are you going to ask the question, Len?
Well, let's just ask the, you know, we'll just stick with the incumbent. We'll just say, will President Trump be reelected for the next presidential election?
Here we go. The answer, by the way, to that question was no. a very long, drawn out no. So after the 11 months of this year that it felt like covered the month of November and the election, let's see what the Magic 8-Ball had to say.
It is a strong possibility.
He's going to be one of the three people that are up for election.
should we get a more definitive answer? Yes, yes or no?
Because that's kind of a
that's wishy washy.
Yeah.
You guys down with that?
I mean, because a strong possibility. Okay, we know he's going to be his party's nominee.
Yeah, sure. Not good. Yeah, let's get a better answer here.
The outcome cannot be predicted.
Wow, this is pretty cool. I wouldn't want to answer this either.
Eight-Ball is dodging the question.
It totally is.
I'll ask the question again. Will President Trump be reelected in 2020?
The answer cannot be found at this moment.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, this is, you're going to break the eight-ball.
You're going to have to, like, try a different angle of the axe.
This is like a politician on a Sunday news show. Well, you know.
Joe, why don't you try asking? Phrase the question. Maybe I'm phrasing it wrong.
I'll do it the other way. Will, right now as we do this, Bloomberg's in there too, right? As an independent, I think. So will anybody besides Donald Trump be the new president?
President-elect.
Be the new president-elect in 2020?
No.
So the answer was
the 8-Ball's answer was ultimately incorrect, but it foreshadowed the controversy.
Yes, it did. It was amazing. You could tell it was getting the vibes. It was picking off the vibes from the future. You could just tell. It was amazing.
It knew what our November and December was going to be like.
Yeah.
I remember when I heard the audio the first time, I remember thinking, man, this is long, but not as long as the real thing was. Holy cow. All right. That's going to do it for the first half of the show. Magic 8-Ball, congratulations, Len. Came out big. 8 of 11.
Amazing.
That means yes. Len's in for $800, the Plutus Foundation. OG and I are in for $800, the Plutus Foundation. If you want to give to the Plutus Foundation, it's plutusfoundation.org. In just a few minutes, we're going to make our predictions about next year for the 8-Ball. We'll see what the 8-Ball says is going to happen. You probably want to listen to the 8-Ball after that. 8-Ball's on a run. We're going to ask it that. But first, in 2021, we are super excited about the Stacking Benjamins Money Club. Today on FinTech Friday, we're going to talk a little bit about the Money Club. So if you want to get your financial house in order, it's a great way to do it. Let's say hi to the headmaster of the Money Club, Mr. Aaron Velke. And one of my favorite people to talk to, Mr. Aaron Velke, back. I feel like we don't talk enough. And I just talked to you, on the show like a couple weeks ago.
I love being here, man. It's great to see you, talk to you, hear from you. These conversations never happen enough. I will agree with that.
Happy New Year, by the way. What's 2021 have in store for you?
A lot of people see 2021 as like, turn the page and start over. And I don't see it that way, man. I've built really good processes. And so there's a lot of continuity. I'm getting better at a lot of personal processes, setting boundaries and understanding how to work from home 24/7. And now with what we're doing here at the Academy with Money Club, it's all about helping people set up their year and build some strong habits, some education for a new year. And to do that daily is a gift. To be able to do that all the time, like, what a blessing.
Have you thought about, though, personally, you know, a lot of times I don't really get my resolutions together till around the 7th. Have you thought about what your number one goal is for you personally for 2021?
That's brilliant. Well, the direct answer would be no, but here's what I do. About 2 weeks ago, I sat down and I go through a really intense goal setting process. I've got about 76 this year, and they're micro goals. They're like process goals, and they're really about me becoming the person I want to become. and outlining what steps I need to go through to do that. So I've outlined all that. The priority for me this year is really to focus on my communication, communication with myself, communication with my family, my friends, communication with my peers and my business partners, communication in marketing, right? All those pieces, communication's a big focal point this year.
Yeah, I think it's a great time to do that. And speaking of communication, let's communicate what's going on with you and me and Money Club. Because Money Club, since the time you were here last for 2021, it's a little changed, Aaron. I mean, you have, as you always do with everything, you've refined it. You've changed the game. Let's talk about for people that want to get off on the right foot for 2021 and they join us in the Money Club, what are they going to find?
Well, I think you're right. We've grown and we've listened to what people need. We spent a lot of time asking the question, if I was in a position where my year had changed a lot, my money had changed a lot, even if your money had stayed the same, the way we use it, the way we deploy it has definitely shifted. And if you are one of the individuals listening that had a year where, like many, there were tectonic plate shifts in your life, we'd like to show up for you too. So we spent a lot of time building out content that was designed to do one of three things. One, help you build stability. What do you need? How do you get out of debt? How do you manage what you've already accumulated as far as debt goes? That could be credit, that could be student loans, it could be house, mortgage, all that. Then two, how do you build credit? Credit is, it's amazing to me how little we learn about credit and how it actually works. And then three, how do you begin the journey of investing? There's a lot of conversations about, like, you know, where do you throw your money around and how do you grow and grow? But I think the disconnect for me was always, where do you start? How do you just get going, get in the boat? And we can talk about all the fancy stuff later, but where do we begin? So we spent a lot of time this year building courses. We partnered with the former CFO, the Motley Fool, who did a tremendous job of sharing his past with stocks and investing from his side. If you're listening and money has felt, or I guess investing, credit, building stability has felt like two steps away, we'd like to bring that to one step away. And Money Club really is that step, that staircase to help you get going. And then you've got this podcast, the Stacking Benjamin's crew, to help you throughout your journey. But you've got to get started, and we really want to be your starting point.
I like the fact that it's based in community, even though you can take these courses at your own speed and do your own thing, that there really is a community of people doing the same stuff.
Yeah. Like, no one wants to do this alone. I don't want to do anything alone. Like, and I live alone. So
yeah, me too.
You know, it's part of it. Like, I think if you're going to make change, there's a few things that you need. You need some structure. You need some insight. You need some resources, and you need a network. And we've got all of those things. And we were really intentional about making this feel like you're a part of something bigger than just you, that you're not the only one asking the questions, that you can lean on us when you have concerns or need some more tailored advice. And even beyond that, if we're going to guide you or support you, then going alone is the opposite of that, right? If we're going to be a part of your journey, then we want to be invested in you too. And we want to see that you're growing and see that you're shifting.
And there is a, while there's a hierarchy, also, this isn't like an individual course. It is much more of a, you pick what you need next, or not even really what you need. There are times, by the way, and I like, Aaron, you know, as an example, I like Masterclass, right? And there are times when I watch a Masterclass, not because it's what I need right now. It's what I want right now. So When you're in the Money Club, you can choose what you need, or you can just choose what you want right now. It isn't structured to the point that you have to go down one lane or another. It really is what's going to feed you today. And I talked to that a little bit.
Well, you know, the world we live in now is all about access. And we wanted to build a library where you could come in and rent the book you feel like reading, to your point. I also feel like we often, you know, in a world that accelerates very polarizing news, we missed a chance to revert to basics and really build stability, build foundational elements of money.
No, that's so, yeah. I mean, just as an aside, I feel like when, no matter what forum I'm in, people want to go right to graduate level stuff, right? Yep. They want to go to, and building the foundation is actually how you get there, and nobody wants to do it.
Yeah, if we're going to talk about something as deep as investing, which can go thousands of miles deep, the first question is, have you started? Right? What have you already done? What do you already have saved? What do you have ready to mobilize? Before you can invest in something, you got to have cash. So if you don't have cash, we got to go back to step one before you go to step 19. You know, we felt like that was a really important thing to build in. But our history was in youth education, and we felt that we wanted to include that too. So really, part of this library is building in the entire family. Can we get the entire family to talk about money? And you and I could change the world really quickly if the conversation of money was safe. And we are now providing some tools, you know, for adults to learn, but also for young adults to learn together with mom and dad, together with cousin, together with, you know, college student. One brother's in college, the other brother's in high school or middle school. And we felt that we could build something very different that helped someone move from zero to one. That is the hardest thing in the world to do, zero to one. Once you get to one, two, three, all those, you can roll with some momentum. But from stopped to one is the hardest thing.
I'll tell you what I like about this in 2021 is whether they want to be or not, a lot of parents have had to become de facto teachers, right? Or at least teacher's aide. And to that degree, while the school that Junior is in declares what the curriculum is, you can add to it. And the one thing we hear from people all the time is that they don't get enough financial education for their kids. So different than before, where I felt like a lot of programs that I see, to your point, are for mom or dad or for an adult or for a kid. You've totally built this so parents can go through it with kids and everybody's kind of learning together.
Yep. Not only learning together, but discussing together. Like we have guides on how parents can take a conversation from investing and break it down into something that a young adult could understand, right? They're not going to know a lot. They're not going to have a base. So where do you start? What do? Where do you begin? And one of the most fascinating principles that I truly believe in, top to bottom, this is one of those like universal truths. You get better at something when you teach it, and you're held to a different standard. Your kids will learn from you. You'll learn from you. You'll learn from explaining. And then because you're learning together, you're both sort of tempering the metal that is necessary to make 2021 a tremendous financial year for both of you.
Well, and hear that clearly, Stackers, that it also, it isn't just for families, by the way, a lot of adults taking it on their own, older kids doing it on their own if they want to. But even if you're an adult, I just like the fact of going through it with somebody, you know, grabbing a friend, even though you're going to provide some friends along the way in Money Club, you're going to find your pack of people doing the same stuff. So we're going to talk about boosting your savings rate, increasing your credit score, preparing for the unexpected. You also have down here travel for free. What's that all about?
Yeah, dude, I quit my job in 2015 to really take this mainstream. And with that new freedom, I realized that I was very, very broke. You know, quitting a job just was like this huge leap of faith. But when you can get a handle on your credit, when you use credit very well, I've been able to travel the world for the last 5 years without having to pay for flights. And I've been on probably 200 flights. And it's just really efficient use of credit. None of it was like extending beyond my normal expenses. I was just very good at understanding what was happening. And, you know, for those that are ambitious, that want to go see the world whenever the world opens back up fully, I'm hoping it's this year because, man, I got a travel bug that is itching.
Me too.
Oh my God.
I think I just want to go somewhere because of the fact that I can't. You know what I mean? Or I feel like I can't. I'm like, that's why I told Cheryl this last week. I'm like, let's just go anywhere. I don't care where we go. It's road trip. Let's go somewhere.
I just booked a train to, I'm in Baltimore. So I just booked a train to DC just for like 3 hours. And it was... I think the train industry is hurting because it was $8.
It was $8. Isn't that crazy?
So that course is all about unlocking someone to really see the world where they don't have to worry about the expense of it. And that has changed my life. It's allowed me to fly to see people, meet people, know people. It's allowed me to get away, to go see other cultures. And that's one of our advanced courses that is highly reputable. I've taken thousands of students through that that are no longer paying for travel. It's pretty cool.
Well, and I was going to say, I really like that the fact that's an advanced course, because I would have tried that without getting the fundamentals. I would have totally tried that without getting the fundamentals. The next thing you know, I've messed up everything. But yep. You're right. Once you learn how to do this stuff right and you have that great financial footing, why not? We had our trip to Japan that was completely paid for on point. And by the way, not even paid for, but paid for not the first class where it's the private room, but the first mm-hmm. class with the reclining seat. We could sleep on the 17-hour plane ride and
yes.
dishes, you know, that was going to be great. When that got canceled back in March, we parlayed that into our trip to Bali in December, which also didn't happen. But now I have it sitting there waiting for Japan, hopefully in October of this year, to do the same thing.
Patience is going to be your virtue there, man. I'm with you. I want to go. I got vouchers out the wazoo. They're just waiting for me, but you know, we're going to be patient. I do think that those vouchers should appreciate, but we'll see.
I'm very proud of our money club. I'm glad that we partnered, Aaron, with you and your team. Stackers, you guys get $50 off the Family Intelligent bundle just because you're a fan of the show. So the money club is open to non-stackers, but those people are not getting the $50 off. It's stackingbenjamins.com/money club. That's stackingbenjamins.com/money club. Aaron, you'll be back in our roundtable, I think, a few times this year, which is cool. People continue to get to know the headmaster of the money club, and let's you and I regroup in a few months and see how people are doing.
Dude, I'm excited. Thanks for sharing. You know, for those of you listening, this is a great time to get support. And I know it's not easy to ask for help. I know it's not easy to surrender and say, I'm willing to get my money in a different condition by the end of this year. But we would love to be a part of your journey. And there is nothing that we can do without you making that choice. So we're here for you. We're here to support you. And, you know, we'd love to welcome you to the Money Club. This is something really special that we're building. And Joe hit it on the head, like, welcome.
All right, guys, you got your questions ready? Everybody ready? Stretched out?
Yes.
I am ready. Here we go. Paula, kick us off for 2021. What do we want to ask the eight ball?
All right. For 2021, I will do the unthinkable and kick us off with a financial question.
What are you talking about? Who are you this year?
I know, right?
That's just all of 2020. I had no idea who you are, and you're continuing it now.
Of the Royals.
Right? Oh, boy.
Well, in keeping with my time-honored tradition of always asking a question related to South America, my financial question is going to be, will the equities market of South America, as tracked by a broad market index fund representing all of South America, will that South America index fund outperform the Dow Jones Industrial Average as measured from January 1st through December 1st, 2021?
Which one did you say? Is it just the South American?
I'm asking if will a South American index fund outperform a Dow Jones Industrial Average?
Is that going to be any South American index fund?
Actually, you know what? Let's find a particular ticker symbol just so there's no controversy. Yeah. Let's make it a fund that represents all of South America. Index fund South America, or an ETF that represents all of South America. Okay, top 13 Latin America equities ETF. All right, let's go with an ETF. Let's go with ticker symbol ILF, which is the iShares Latin American 40 ETF.
All right, Len, will ILF, the iShares Latin America index, beat the Dow Jones Industrial Average?
Without hesitation, yes.
Wow.
Ooh.
So, OG.
All right.
OG, does that mean you're
putting some money in ILF?
OG, putting all your money in ILF?
I have a money question in a second that will determine where I put my money. So, I'm gonna keep my money in cash for a few more seconds.
For just a few seconds. Can you guys imagine, by the way, I'm just going to do a little foreshadowing here. Kramer tomorrow, right? Kramer's show tomorrow is like, I have no idea what happened to ILF overnight, but all of a sudden there's tons of money in this thing. Everybody's buying. I got no idea what the hell happened. That'd be awesome. Someday we'll have that kind of power, but maybe not tomorrow. All right, Len, how about yours, my friend?
Okay. Here's my question. So I would like to know if it would be wise to move from passive index funds to an actively managed fund in 2021. Is because everybody's talking about index funds. I'm hearing rumblings now saying, no, you got to go back to managed funds, actively managed funds. So what I've done here is I said, let's say, and I'm going to take two here from Vanguard. Okay. So will the Vanguard Strategic Small Cap Equity Fund, which is an actively managed blend fund that kind of blends between growth and value, will that outperform Vanguard's small caps index fund?
Oh, asking about small companies in 2021. You know what's funny, guys? I mean, seriously, 2021 just in general for small companies could be a good year. You actually find in years like last year when a lot of people lose their job, innovation happens all over the place. So maybe a good year for small companies in general. What do you think, Paula?
I think it could be.
Good theory.
What's the expression? Necessity is the mother of invention?
Yeah, right. OG, you think so?
What's actually interesting is that we're already seeing that happen. If you go back to about the middle of 2020, small caps are up 38%.
Whew.
S&P's up 20.
Yeah. So maybe continuing. Well, Len, your question was, will the actively managed small cap blend fund beat the small cap index? Is that right?
Correct. Here we go.
Definitely yes.
Wow.
All right. So put your money in ILF and put your money in an actively managed.
The 8-ball's on a roll, right? I mean, what was 8-ball? 80% or something like that? 8 out of 11. So, hey, it might be, Paula.
A couple of years ago, all the 8-ball wanted to say was no. And I feel like it's just a yes machine right now. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, it's going to happen.
It's like the mid-level manager you always wanted. Just a yes man.
Yeah, just a total yes man. Our yes man 8-ball. Well, wait a minute. You might keep some cash on the side, though, because OG said he's got one that's going to be cashing in.
Yeah, here we go. So big talk at the end of 2020 was all about DoorDash, Airbnb, and of course, our most favorite stock of all time, Tesla. So here's my question. Is an equal weighting of DoorDash, Airbnb, and Tesla, a third in each, going to outperform the S&P 500?
Oh, just
you. Do you want to give a as of date, like as of December 1st?
Yeah, we'll do December 15th. Yep. From Jan 1 through December 15th, will an equal weighting of DoorDash, Airbnb, and Tesla outperform a diversified, boring S&P 500 fund?
What, and by the way, before we get to that, what do you guys think? Len, yes, no?
The Tesla, no.
Tesla, oh. No, but what about the other two? I mean, if it's an equal weighting of the three, is that going to beat the S&P?
Well, it wasn't the Tesla coupled with the other one?
Yes.
I got a third in each part of the portfolio, a third in DoorDash, a third in Airbnb, and a third in Tesla. Will that portfolio beat the S&P?
I say no, because I believe Tesla right now is at like 1400 price to earnings ratio, which to me is I can't believe it's going to get any more value. You
know? Just because
target 7,000.
I know, but you know what? You're really pushing it here.
Just because
it's going to drag down.
Just because it's going to take Tesla 1400 years to make the stock value it's at now does not mean anything. Paul,
1400 years. It's 70. Don't be exaggerating.
It only takes 70 more.
Joe will be 122 and Tesla's PE ratio will be back to where it should be.
We'll be 14, right? Paula, you think so?
Will it outperform the S&P? No, I think the inflated prices of Airbnb and DoorDash at the beginning of 2021 will cause it to underperform for the remainder of the year as compared to the S&P.
Wow, that's funny. So Len doesn't like Tesla. You don't like Airbnb and DoorDash.
And I think the nonsense will continue.
All right.
I'm not advocating putting a 30-year money in any of this stuff. I'm just saying that the crazy will continue.
Yeah, but let's see if the eight ball's advocating you put
a 30-year money in. Well, what's the eight ball? So that's the only thing.
Here we go.
It cannot be determined at this time.
Oh, yes, it can, eight ball.
The answer cannot be found at this moment.
Wow, this is turning into a presidential controversy.
Everything points to yes.
Oh, now it's certain. I don't know. Okay, it's yes.
Okay, fine. Yep, it will.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So now that, does that mean
you love how sure it gets of itself after it doesn't know what the hell?
Self-confidence really has an issue, doesn't it? I mean, like the ability to just say no, right? This is not a good participant in the DARE program circa 1988. What do you say? I say no. What do you say? I say no. Okay, fine. I'll just have some.
Either that OG or it's grandpa waking up from the nap. You know? Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Whatever. All right. That brings up mine for the first round, and I'm going to do what I did last year and go to Facebook. And I like this question because it goes along with the theme I've had all year long, tracking these Robinhood scandals. Whenever I get on the internet, I feel like I see another scandal coming out of Robinhood. So here's the question, Len, will Robinhood have another scandal, yet another scandal in 2021?
The answer you seek is yes.
Well, of course. It's almost like the eight ball saying, duh.
That was like an eight ball gimme. Yeah. We can already score this year's eight ball performance.
Robinhood's already cooking one up as we speak, I'm sure. Verge MK actually asked that question. So thanks, Verge. By the way, Robinhood, if you're suing somebody, sue Verge, not me. It's Verge's slander. I don't know. All right. So that brings us to round two. Paula, you're back up to bat.
All right. Well, it's time for my annual British royalty question.
Oh, you do those? Do you do British royalty questions?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I don't know if you noticed, but, you know, longstanding tradition of asking about the British royals. Although, I suppose I'm going to ask about Harry and Meghan, and technically they are no longer senior royals. So I don't know if a question about Harry and Meghan qualifies as a British royalty question entirely. A junior British royalty question.
I feel like there's a pun somewhere there just waiting, but I can't. It's not coming. Anyway.
I'm going to repeat the same question as last year. Will Harry and Meghan announce a pregnancy in 2021?
Okay. Let's see.
It has been determined so.
Wow. All right. Well, and hopefully it's Paula, much better. Yes. Better than last year.
Yeah, hopefully it's positive news, happy news.
Absolutely. All right. And Len, what do you got for your second one?
All right. Well, you know, I like my gold, right? I've got my bunker.
I haven't heard of that either.
I know, but you know what? I also love my gold mining shares. And so I want to know if 2021 is the GDX, which is the gold miners index, the Van Eck Vectors gold mining index, a basket of gold mining shares. Will that outperform the S&P 500 in 2021?
All right.
That is a likely outcome.
Oh, I like it. Right.
You're going to put everything in it now, aren't you? Wait a minute. That would assume you don't already have everything in it. That would have to.
That in gold, Joe. That in gold. Yeah, that's
gold. OG, what do you got for your second one?
All right. I'll go back to the money stuff in a little bit. I have two. I'm really trying to debate which one to use. I'm going to use this one. We've heard a lot of this talk about the newsletter We call it the Stecker. And Joe does these semi-annual newsletters that he claims is a little bit more frequent, but he's got a new project. Joe's writing a book. So my question is Joe's book going to be published in 2021?
I thought you were going to say, is Joe going to sell a million copies or something like that?
I like the cynicism of, is it even going to happen? That's great.
How many sells after it gets on the shelf? Okay. How's about let's finish. Maybe we should dumb it down even more. Can we finish the narrative prior to year end?
And by the way, I'm hoping that my editor at Random House, Nina, is not like isn't listening to this.
Okay, so what's the question?
Editor at Random House. Is Joe's book going to be published in 2021?
And Nina's leaning forward right now.
The signs say no.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
I really want to write that forward.
And I'm going to get a letter from Nina tomorrow.
About your advance.
Hey, Joe, just thinking some of that money we gave you, probably need to reel that back in.
Well, I can't on Tesla, DoorDash, Airbnb.
That's right. You mean I got to give up my call options? Right. All right. On mine, I thought this one was great. You know, people are wondering how long COVID is actually going to last. Will it actually last all the way through 2021? And obviously with people now on the front lines beginning to get vaccines, hopefully not, but I do, because 2020 ended up being such a dumpster fire, much more than we thought it was going to be. Laura asks this question in our Facebook group, The Basement. She says, will Victoria's Secret in 2021 make matching mask and thong gift packs for the holidays?
I like it.
A mask and a thong. Is that going to happen, Mr. 8-Ball?
Everything points to no.
Oh.
I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm not sure if
they
that's
do have the matching mask and bikinis. I've seen those.
Victoria's Secret does already.
I don't know if Victoria's Secret does, but there are other places where you can get. It's like a three-piece bikini, with mask included.
That's so great. We're on to our final one, so make them good, guys. Paula, what do you got for the last but not least?
In keeping with my time-honored tradition, I of course am going to ask one final question about the British royal family. This time, let's talk about Queen Elizabeth. Will Queen Elizabeth meet with either President Joe Biden or Vice President Kamala Harris in person, face to face, at any point in 2021? We'll say prior to December 1st, 2021.
Will the Queen meet with the new president or vice president this coming year?
The answer is unclear. Try again.
The Magic 8-Ball's like, I can't find Delta flights anywhere yet.
No.
Oh, they will not meet. No. Oh, do you think, Paula, that there's some rift? There's some problem there that they don't meet?
I think probably more than anything, it's probably COVID protocol that extends through, mid to end year. I like, at what point will Americans in general be able to go over there?
I know. Well, and I'm also laughing at the fact that we're asking why the 8-Ball answered what it answered. Besides the fact the battery.
What is the 8-Ball's theory of diplomatic relations between the US and the UK?
Besides the fact that the batteries are incorrectly. That's why it answered. Oh, gee, I believe that means, no, wait a minute. Sorry, Len, didn't mean to skip you. Len, last question.
All right. So let's see. I've asked two financials. I'm going to ask my wild question for this group here. You know what? I like golf. I love Jordan Spieth. But something's happened to that guy. I mean, he's 27 years old. He started off like gangbusters. He's the first first golfer to win a tournament as a teen since 1931. He's won three majors. He's won 11 PGA tournaments, all before the age of 23 or 24. But since 2017, the guy has fallen off. He just can't do anything. He can't win anything. What has happened to him? And so what I want to know, 8-Ball, is will Jordan Spieth win a golf tournament, a PGA golf tournament in 2021?
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Wow. Well, I'm sure Jordan will be glad to know that.
I'm sure we'll have an email from Jordan tomorrow going, thank you very much, guys. Glad. And you know what? It was probably this segment that restored his confidence, Len. Probably.
He's like, I think so.
I can win. The 8-Ball said I can win.
Hey, the 8-Ball is what, 80% accuracy rate. So yeah.
All right.
I'll tweet it out.
Oh, gee, we are turning to you now.
Okay. Last but not least, average investors are really stupid. And as of the last couple of years, 2019, average investors took out, looks like $84 billion in equity positions. Year to date through the middle of December, average investors took out $233 billion.
Huge
out of the stock.
Net outflows.
So my question is, are inflows into U.S. equities going to be positive? Or said another way, you know, will there be outflows or inflows? But will there be inflows, net inflows into U.S. equities in 2021? You know, because the market's only up like 13% for the year. So this is actually a perfect time to put your money in. Not like earlier this year when it was down a whole bunch. That's sarcasm. So will there be inflows, net inflows, U.S. equities in 2021?
Well, yep. The last 2 years are any indicator. People are going to continue piling money into other places. All right. Last question.
Fixed income. The really smart place to put your money.
It's not like
they're putting it into like private businesses or right. Like, you know, building hospitals. It's like, oh, no. I'm going to put my money in zero coupon bonds. That's awesome.
My last question in this weird year of sports that we had in 2020, the year will end in early 2021. And my question, Len, is the Big Ten conference had to change the rules at the last minute just to let the Ohio State Buckeyes even get into the playoff game for the Big Ten. It's in the Big Ten championship game. They actually changed the rules for them. So my question is, will, as a result of that move, will the Ohio State Buckeyes be the football national champions in 2021?
Ooh, let's find out.
And I said that just to get that look right there from OG. He's like, it's like, yuck, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know who's more interested in the outcome of this answer. Is it the folks from Michigan or the folks in Ohio? Yeah. Let's find out.
Without hesitation, yes.
Wow. The Ohio State Buckeyes, OG, gonna win the national championship. All right. That's going to do it for our epic year beginning episode. I can see everybody's getting sleepy. We've been up since yesterday morning. So happy new year to everyone, to you and yours. Let's find out what's going on where you guys live. OG, you going out to breakfast this morning after this?
I'm going to have another bottle of champagne, I think. And then probably sleep until the Rose Bowl kickoff.
Excellent.
Believe it today. Not even sure. We have three bottles of champagne in. So
we should ask that. Is there a Rose Bowl today? Magic 8-Ball. Paula, what's happening at the Afford Anything podcast in early 2021?
So on the Afford Anything podcast, one of our major changes in 2021 is that this wacky dude named Joe Saul Sehy is going to join me every time I answer questions that come from the community.
Hold on a second. Len, will Joe Saul Sehy being on the Afford Anything show more often completely wreck the podcast? Go.
answer is no.
Ah. Funny surprise.
You know what? I'm going on Afford Anything so much, I won't finish my book.
Oh, and it all comes full circle.
It's Paula's fault, Nina. It's Paula's fault.
So if you want to hear more of Joe, you can hear him on the Afford Anything podcast.
And Mr. Penzo, what are you going to do these next couple weeks at LenPenzo.com?
That's a good question. Just more of my inane banter and pointless articles that nobody really cares about. So, hey, just stop on by, say hello, and we have a good time over here at LenPenzo.com.
You really do. The black coffee.
Every Saturday. Yeah, that's our community day. Yes, it is. So, yeah, you can stop on by. And if you really like your gloom and doom, that's the time to show up. Saturday mornings, Len's Black Coffees.
The good news is it's gloom and doom mixed with humor. So,
yes, it is. Yes, it's the only way I can keep people around.
Right. If you like laughing while the flames are coming up around your neck. And the lead pencil
dumpster fire.
That's right. Yeah. All right. That's going to do it for today. Doug, for the first time in 2021, what should we have learned on this podcast?
So what should we have learned today? First, we live in a crazy, unpredictable world. And even though we had fun with the Magic 8 Ball today, you should go out and make your own luck. Create your own future. It's a new year, and you're the right person at the right time to get your dreams. Second, take a lesson from Aaron Velke. Pack hunting toward your financial goals? Yeah, absolutely. By achieving goals together with others, you're much more likely to make your wishes come true. But the big takeaway? Magic 8 Ball, am I the best podcast announcer ever?
Highly doubtful.
Okay, but am I the best looking podcaster in all the land?
I would not count on it.
All right. Am I the smartest? Am I the smartest podcast host ever?
Everything points to no.
Len, your Magic 8 Ball's broken, dude. It sucks. You got to get a new one. A special thanks to Aaron Velke for joining us. Speaking of joining, do yourself a favor and join us in the Stacking Benjamins Money Club at stackingbenjamins.com/moneyclub. Paula Pant appears courtesy of affordanything.com and the Afford Anything podcast. Len Penzo appears courtesy of lenpenzo.com and theangelofdarkness.com. This show is created by Joe Saul Sehi, produced by Karen Rapine, and engineered by the amazing Steve Stewart. Online, visit us on Twitter at SBenjaminsCast or on our Facebook page. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and there's a 73% chance that I played Chuck on Happy Days. SB Podcasts may receive payment on the show from sponsors and guests in the form of books, giveaway items, discounts, or other remunerations. That's a big word. There's no way you take advice from these dorks, but like Joe's mom always says, don't take advice from people you don't know. This show is for entertainment purposes only, and before making any financial decisions, consult with a real financial advisor.
What do you got there, Paula?
Oh, I'm eating a bowl of chili.
Oh, that's what I had last night.
Yeah, chili with cheese, and I've got my sparkling grapefruit water.
Okay, cool.
Okay, I'm the only raging alcoholic in the group. Got it.
I actually also only have sparkling water today.
I have grapefruit flavored sparkling water and an actual grapefruit.
I don't think you should eat that one. I'm no expert in grapefruit, but they should be a little more ripe than that. It looks like you've just pulled it off the tree.
You should, at least to the people at the supermarket, spray paint it first.
Did you see that thing that was on the internet, Paula, about fruit? And it said that, you know, worst fruit ever, grapefruit, doesn't taste at all like grapes. Huh. Only fruit that, like, does what it says it's going to do. Orange.
It was.
Orange.
Orange.
Like orange.
Like an orange is the only fruit that's like true to itself. Okay. Womp, womp, womp. Turn
the joke. He's like, no. All right.
Did you know that an avocado is actually a berry?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's a berry. Isn't it like a strawberry isn't really a berry? It's a vegetable or something. It's not a fruit, it's a vegetable.
It's a something. Yeah, it's a something. Yeah, strawberry is not a berry, and an avocado is a berry.
Golf!
And a peanut isn't a nut. It's a legume.
Mm, that's right. And a hamburger has no ham.
Well, this show's over, Stackers, but you know what? It's Military Appreciation Month, and that means that we've got time still for a shout-out to members of our community, members of our family who have served our country. And you know what? Today, I want to give a shout out to two of my uncles, my Uncle Henry, who is in the Army. Let's do three. My Uncle Eddie, who is in the Army, and my Uncle Bill, also in the Army. And two of them served in Vietnam. One served in Korea. And a big thanks to all three of my uncles, my dad's brothers, who served like he did in the military. And this Military Appreciation Month, Navy Federal Credit Union wants to celebrate not just my uncles, but they want to celebrate their members who go above and beyond. Navy Federal offers member-only exclusive rates, discounts, and tools to empower their members and help them reach their goals. Of course, you may be eligible for Navy Federal membership and you don't even know it because it's open to all branches of the military, veterans, DOD employees, and their families. They're all eligible, and I want to reiterate, and their families. If you have family, like I do, who served in the military, well, then you're eligible for Navy Federal membership. Navy Federal's employees are part of the community they serve, and many of them are military family members, reservists, or veterans. Here during Military Appreciation Month, Stackers, go visit NavyFederal.org/celebrate, and you're going to see all of Navy Federal's Military Appreciation Month offers so many cool things they're doing for veterans. You'll also see all their other awesome 24/7, 12 months of the year offers. That's NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.